Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swing at a broken bat. Comebacker. Kirkering knocks it down. Picks it up. Throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. And Kirkering, who had an easy out at first base, the inning was over. But he threw wildly to the plate all the way to the backstop. And the Phillies season has come to an end.
Wow, Jack killing the vibe right at the top of the show. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Not the show, Ike, we had wanted to do today, but is the show we have to do today. Yeah. As we all, not a great night in Philadelphia sports last night. We all do it together. Ike, how you feeling?
Yeah, this is one of those times where, listen, we're just pour me one to start, and we'll go from there. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to work our way through. I'm probably going to need a few today. So, yeah, we got to work our way through this thing for 4 hours, and I've been listening to everyone else. Morning show, midday show. They've done a great job trying to, be radio, psychiatrist?
Therapist.
Yes. Therapist. You know, you're on the radio, and we're trying to do that. And now we're up. But I got to tell you, Spike, I think I'm in need of this as much as our fans are, because quite frankly, that's what I am. I'm a fan. And I bought all the way in, and I wholeheartedly believe that this thing was going five and the Phillies would win in five at Citizens Bank Park. And that game last night kept us on our edge, at the edge of our seats. The entire night, every pitch, every at bat seemed meaningful. And to have the season, the game come to an end on what really amounts to a brain cramp. Or you want to call it a brain cramp, or, you know, you want to be harsh, he
choked
yeah, or what
whatever,
have you. That's,
whatever. Yeah.
It comes down to that. It really left an empty feeling in my stomach. And if that wasn't enough, if the sports god hadn't had their way with me enough at that point, they just had me sit through the rest of the Eagles game as I devoted the majority of my attention there once the Phillies game ended. And I don't even know what that was last night.
They weren't there to cheer you up. I can tell you
to
that.
The New York Giants, Mike.
The worst team in the division.
A team we didn't think even could score 20 points, let alone 30-some points last night.
10 points. We all had them at 10?
Yes.
12? 13.
Unbelievable. We'll get through this. I'm sorry that was long. I know I got more to say. Jackie Baseball, I'm feeling for you, my brother. I'm feeling for you, man. I'm feeling for you today because I feel the pain, too. Holla at you, boy.
I just can't believe it's over. Like, yeah. I sat there. So, like, first off, it was slow motion. Slow motion. Ball goes back to Kirkering. I'm like, oh, thank God they got out of it.
Yes.
And then you start seeing him turn. I'm like, what are you bleeping doing?
Yep.
And then he, in slow motion, it flies into Fransky's booth. Like, I cannot believe they lost that baseball game. And he's not the reason. Like, he's the single reason at the
right,
end.
At yes. the end.
He's
yes.
not the reason they lost that
no.
game. I mean,
no,
it was a hard. Like, dude, they freaking just one run, just one more run, and you have that. There's a lot of moments from it that we're gonna be thinking about for a long time. But man, it's like they went toe to toe with a great team. A great team, and they just came up short, and that sucks. Yeah. That sucks. They were right freaking there.
The Kerkering moment froze me. The only moment I can think of that I remember, it's not the same thing, but I just sat there with my mouth wide open, was the Kawhi shot. When it just bounced on the rim, and you couldn't believe, and you do this thing in your head where you think, well, maybe
right.
something happened and they're going to take it
right.
back
right.
or
this can't be real.
This is not how it's ending. It's
right.
ending with Orion Kerkering throwing the ball the 10 feet to the right of JT Realmuto on a dribbler. This is how it ends. It's almost, and baseball is the cruelest ending. I was talking to a friend of mine about it last night because baseball is so much time and then it's just over. It's 162 games and playoffs and all these dreams. And then there's just no more. And Jack, you said it right. They went head to head with the best team in baseball. They were right there every single game. They had a chance to win every single game. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately what is the undoing? And there's so much to this, right? I mean, there's the top of the lineup did not really show up last
Man.
Night. And they're going to have to wear that, right? And
Man, you got to.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't escape that.
You can't. And,
nope.
and you can point to the top of the Dodgers lineup and say, well, look what Ohtani did. But they won. So
Exactly. So, they won.
Yeah. So it just sort of is
yes.
what it is. That's
yep.
how it looks.
Yep.
And you can look at all the batting averages you want. You could say they were 1-for-11 last night. They could have won the game with 2-for-11. And that's how baseball is. If one of them has a hit, so the top of the lineup's going to have to wear it. And then I look back at this series, and I am just, like, I'm just sad. I'm not mad at them. They tried hard. There were great performances
yeah,
last night.
They
Sanchez,
were in every game. They were all four games. They were in it to the end.
Sanchez was great last night.
Yeah.
Jesus Lizardo.
Oh, my God, Sanchez last night.
Lizardo coming in
yeah.
on just pitched Monday
yeah.
night, coming in and shutting down Ohtani. And that was great. I think what it comes down to, what I look at, is in games this close, we had, like, we were the poorer fundamental baseball team at the end
yeah.
of the day. There's Castellanos not playing that right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this game, there's Kerkering throwing the ball away. There's maybe Bryce could have gotten a double
yeah.
play, you know, a couple
mm-hmm.
minutes earlier.
You got the Trey Turner where he threw to the right of JT as opposed
yep.
to making a good throw.
Yeah,
Robertson coming in.
Robertson
coming in. There's
mm-hmm.
there's Bone booting the ball last night. There's mm-hmm. there's just little things.
The Alex Call should have been strikeout.
The ball play didn't hurt the team, though.
It ended up. Not hurting the team.
Yes. Yeah, it should have that on record.
The next pitch,
yes.
inning was over.
That's right. Watch your narratives, all right?
Sorry.
Watch
I'm
your
just,
slants.
I'm just
Find
correct.
A new slant.
I'm just
the best hitter in the damn series.
It was. Him and
oh, JT.
Yeah. Him and JT. Yeah.
But the Alex Call strikeout, which of course.
Oh, my God.
The well, umpire apologizes to Chris Sanchez. Thanks.
It makes it worse.
Yes.
Thanks. I wish I'd never
wish
heard
you
that.
Said, I wish he didn't apologize.
Exactly.
Of course not.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, and the Sanchez look, that should be a meme,
yes.
quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because he knew it. Like, come on, bro. That's a strike.
And it's hard for that not to get
man.
In his head afterwards.
What's it called? What are we doing next year?
ABS.
Yeah, whatever the
ABS.
Hell that is.
Yeah.
We need it now.
Could have used it yesterday.
Yeah.
Could have used it yesterday.
And whatever you do, don't look at that entire at-bat because three of the balls that he called a strike, three of the balls that he called a ball were actually strikes.
Strikes.
Well, and then to kick dirt on it, Schwarber yeah. to start the at-bat in the 11th, the balls at his head, he calls it a strike.
It looked like Schwarber was going to hit the umpire.
He's close.
Yeah, he got in his face. I think, and then you get here, and I think the reason, I think ultimately the reason that you're sort of at a loss and sad is two things. One, I think we all liked and believed in this team. And there will be a lot of people that called it. They say, I knew the bats were going to go cold. I know it. But this team was different than last year's team. They just
felt
were.
Felt different.
They
it did.
They were. And
it did.
And then the other part of
Even
it is.
Even this lost series feels different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Than the one against the Mets.
Oh,
it does feel different.
They're both 3-1, but they were different series.
Yeah.
They were different series. And the Dodgers are way better than the Mets. And mm-hmm. we all knew we were
better in this series than we did against the Mets.
We all knew we were losing that Mets series. We hoped after game two,
right
after game one. And the other thing is you just sort of look around. You see the free agents that are there. You know, Schwarber and JT and Ranger. And Harrison Bader. Will be a free agent.
Yeah.
And then you see the age of all these guys. And you, at the end of every season with a core like this, you wonder when they're free agents, is that it? You know, is that it? Was that our shot? Are we ever going to have a shot like we had this one, like we had on this one? And I know there will be an off season full of exciting stuff or interesting stuff that we'll talk about and we'll get excited during spring training. But there is sort of this feeling of loss. It's almost like when a relationship ends or something.
Yeah.
You devoted all this time and all this heart into it, and then they come up short. So if you want to call about the Phils, we'll talk about the Phils. We're going to talk about the Eagles today as well. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Eagles a little bit later. That was a horrible game. Mm. And from a lot of different reasons, that was a horrible game. They looked unprepared. They looked unready. They didn't look like they were in the game the same way the Giants were from an intensity standpoint. You know, I was hoping the Eagles, after losing the Denver game, mm-hmm. would come in with a new sense of, but all of the same stuff was there. And you look at this team, the Eagles at this point, and you say, well, okay, what do they do really well? What do they do? They don't run the ball really well. They don't pass the ball really well. They don't stop the run really well. You try to talk yourself into it. I think the Eagles are a point. Forget about Super Bowl. They need to spend the next 10 days figuring out how to be just a good, solid, efficient football team, mm-hmm. because they just got blown out by the Giants.
Yeah.
Without their best player.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I still think on face everybody feels the Eagles are a better team than the Giants.
Yes,
Didn't play well last night. The defense, to me, was the most disappointing thing about last night. Jalen missed throws last night that I certainly would imagine he wants to have back. You can't miss Devontae on that wide open throw there. You got to give him a chance to catch that ball. And the pick, the interception you had down there when you were trying to stage a little bit of a comeback, down by 10, can't have that play there. AJ's wide open over the middle on that very play. I don't know why AJ wouldn't be your number one read on every freaking pass play, okay? If he's not open, okay, then I'm going to somewhere else. But to immediately look somewhere else and never see AJ wide open, it's understandable why AJ is frustrated with the offense at times and him not getting the football. Last night I looked at that game and I said to myself, you know what? Maybe this is the ultimate wake-up call for them, right? You get a little bit of shell shock Sunday against the Broncos when you were up 17-3, and you kind of figure you can walk to this Giants game, undermanned or not, and you're going to win. And it didn't happen.
No.
And they showed up last night as if they thought it was just going to happen.
And you said this before the game, that the Giants were going to show up looking at you like you were vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a big game for them.
How many sacks last night?
Three.
Three sacks last night. Could have been more.
Yep.
All right? The Giants were certainly looking to get after this offensive line, which I think is a big part of the reason why we can't have a sustained running game. How does Saquon get 31 yards on his first two carries, and then 27 yards the rest of the game?
Yeah, well, he was hit behind the line of scrimmage almost every time he touched the ball.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I hope they use these days to really have a come-to-Jesus moment with themselves and realize that this thing can turn dark real fast.
Yes.
And what I mean by that, I mean the bright light and celebratorial atmosphere that we have around this team coming off of what they did last year into this year can change in a heartbeat. The city, we as fans, doesn't take much to see the other side. And when you start losing games and expectations aren't met, you're at 4-2 now. You go to 4-3, this thing gets ugly.
Real quick.
Gets ugly real quick, and then you have to play with that swirling around your team all year long. So whatever is bothering this team internally, I suggest they get it fixed over the next 10 days.
And for everyone who laughed at comparing it to 23, I'm sorry.
Man, that's where we're at. That's where we're heading.
There are enough. It's not exactly the same, but it doesn't have to be exactly the same.
Don't have to be exactly the same.
You can point out the ways that it's different, but I can point out more ways that it's the same.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's going to how it's going to end up, but that is the fear.
Yep.
And really, it happening earlier in the season makes if that happens. What if the Eagles had played four more games that season? They would have lost all four games, you know?
And by the way, we've said this from week one, day one. From the first time seeing them on the field to the second week to the third week to the fourth week, we were able to pacify ourselves with wins. Now that's no longer. It's two straight losses to two inferior opponents. One at home, blowing a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. The other on the road to an inferior divisional opponent that was without – did they have anybody besides the quarterback and the two rookies, a quarterback and the running back?
And Scatterboo. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, that's all they had last night.
No.
And it's an embarrassing loss. So that's two straight games that we've been embarrassed in defeat. And again, the four wins that I heard everyone say, be happy with the wins. We're a 4-0 team. They just won the Super Bowl. Be happy. Well, now we can stop being happy. Right now, everybody can stop screaming, be happy we won the game, because now we've lost two straight games we shouldn't have lost. And this season, from an internal standpoint, looks like 2023. So we can quit ignoring this stuff now because there are losses there now. We can't hide behind the wins anymore.
I think the
ugly wins, by the way.
I think in the last three games in the second half, which is when they're supposed to be better, right? In the last three games in the second half, they've scored one touchdown. The Saquon wheel route touchdown.
It's unbelievable.
They didn't score last night. They didn't score in the second half in the Tampa game.
Yep.
And they didn't score and they scored one. That one against Denver, and that's it. That's not a Super
not
Bowl
good,
team.
Man.
Yeah, that's not a Super
not
Bowl
good.
Team. 215-592-9494. We're going to do both. We will do the eulogy on the Philly season in what promises to be an interesting offseason. There are a lot of questions there. We will get through that. We'll talk about last night's game, also talking about the Eagles as well. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I really appreciate what y'all do. Jack, I you know, this is my show. But listen, man, I hope y'all got time today. Listen, first of all, y'all live in the city. You know, y'all live together. So everybody dealing with the same thing. You know, me, us out of town, you know, we got to deal with this by ourselves. You know, dropping the kids off, you know the gym teacher with the stop sign. You know, a tough night. Man, worry about these kids getting across the street. We know it was a damn tough night. This team right here, both of these teams, I mean, I can't really be as upset with the Phillies, but I'm upset with the leaders on the team. Like, it's always – when we need y'all the most, y'all don't show up.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I guess like Bryce Harper, I mean Schwarber, I mean y'all showed up in game, you know, the last game or whatever, but it's
game
like
game 3, yeah.
Yeah, game 3, but it's like I need y'all more. One run, I get it, you know, the Dodgers are a good team. Then y'all put, you know, Topper, you put Kirkreen out there. I mean, we all know Kirkreen is terrible, but I know what he had to do. This dude panicked. You throwing the ball to Wembanyama thinking that he out there, you know what I'm saying, 10 feet, long arms. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like what are you doing? Like, you know, it's like we got to go out sad like that. And you know what I'm saying? I know people want to be like they more sad than mad, not me, because it's like the series thing. It goes back to what happened in game 2, all that. Like, all them frustrations come out. And then let me get on this football team. You know, I'm a big optimism person, optimistic person when it comes to the Eagles. But these dudes, man, now let's start at the head. Jalen Hurts, you know you my guy, but I don't know if you were smoking too much cigars. Listen, I'm not going to say everything is him, but it's like you missing people running butt booty wide open. And like last week, we gave you the pass, AJ slowed down. But then you do it again. Like, it's like, what do you be looking at? You don't ever throw to Dotson, right? Now all of a sudden, we throwing to Dotson or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Dotson, you out there, and I get it, the throw is a little behind. Play DB, break it up. You just let the DB catch it on you, run, right? You know what I'm saying? You got the coach.
And then ran 40, 50 yards the other way with it.
Exactly. Sirianni, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be the culture guy. You don't call plays, right? This team get penalties all the time. Sidney Brown does not need to be on my football team. This dude got more penalties than tackles. Every game, personal, he hitting people out of bounds. And I love Sidney Brown, Big Ten guy. But he is a dumb football player. Who else on this team? You remember when Philly wasn't having their trash picked up, when they had them trash dumpsters?
Yeah.
That's them two wide cornerbacks out there. That's them two cornerbacks. You got Nicki Minaj booty, and you got Cardi B booty on left and right without Quinn Yamitsu out there. These dudes are terrible. They can't even play at Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama. They don't need to be on the football field. Right? I ain't seen Jordan Davis since the field goal block. Where you been at? We was praising you. You starting to look like heavy guy again. You know what I'm saying? Bologna sandwich guy, right? AJ Brown, I love you. Great player. You don't got to cry all the time, dude. I get it. People, Jimmy Kinski out here making up stories or whoever, right? But you don't got to always be bringing attention to you. Learn how to talk. Educate yourself with media, because all you do is bring attention on yourself. Jordan Mailata, every week, we're one block away. Well, block, because you out there getting ran through by Brian Burns, tall as hell, 6'8", squat. You know what I'm saying? Where is that? And then this dude calling plays. You running the ball halfback dive like it's Madden every play. We don't got no kind of creativity, and I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough to know. I'm a fan. Is it the quarterback? I don't think it is. He ain't that bad. Now, he might not be elite, but this dude ain't terrible.
We can't
score more than 17 points. We ain't scoring more than 17 points in two games with Devontae, AJ, Goddard, all these guys. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all letting these rookies run through y'all. The exciting whites, that go to the other team. Y'all need to drop that podcast, because the last time, I ain't forgot about that either. Y'all doing podcasts and stuff. Reed Blankenship, you ain't made a play since the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? The exciting whites, let them call them that on the other team. Y'all got ran through by the Giants. The Giants ran through. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be embarrassed. I don't want to hear no poetic justice, no proverbs from the quarterback. Y'all better get this stuff fixed and quick. I'm tired of these on-again, off-again seasons. Damn, we can't even celebrate the damn Super Bowl and talk our stuff because y'all clown asses don't know how to deliver. Y'all out here getting ran through by the Giants, the New York Giants, not neighbors and Eli Manning and Odell Beckham and them cats, these rookies. Y'all getting ran through. Y'all should be embarrassed of how that happened.
That's all I got for y'all today. I'll holler at y'all, man.
Now, I don't like...
It's good stuff.
I don't like the angry shows as much as I like the happy shows. Corey...
Well, I couldn't tell.
But, well, Corey, that might be what I thrive in. I might thrive in the angry shows, my own personality, but I enjoy the happy ones. But I will say...
Yes.
Corey brought it right there.
He did.
I mean, that was my lotto line got me. He said you're one block away, then block him.
Then block him, man. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because we hear one more time that we're one block away.
Yeah, well, the Jordan Mailata show will be interesting on Monday.
If he shows up.
Yeah, come on. 215-592-9494. So we have Phil's. It is a group therapy session. Whether you don't have to be angry, right? You can be sad about the Phils.
But if you're angry, it's welcome.
But if you're angry, is fine too. So Phils and Eagles all show long. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I've done misery. Left me alone. I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living
the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 230 Tupac, of course. 530 Creed. 230 Tupac.
And we're shedding tears.
Yes.
So many tears.
So many years. So many tears. For sure. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the Mark's difference online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies fire Rob Thompson is the first Twitter question we are at. Now, your opinion, Ike, I think we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I think we're both...
I'm going no.
Surprisingly, yeah. No. Now, they have a limited number of extreme things they could do.
I wanted him fired last year,
yes.
But I don't want him fired this year.
But there's a difference in how last year ended and how this year ended.
I agree.
Truthfully, I do think overall, but the Twitter question is, do you want to guess where the Twitter is at?
Well, I would imagine. I think there are, Topper has a good amount of support. I just don't know how much of it shows up today in this poll. So I'll say it's leaning in the favor of move on from him. I'll go 64%.
60.5%. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I think
even that says something the day after a loss.
That it's only 60%.
It's only 60%. Yeah. Yeah.
I think two things. I think one that or it is one issue, and there's two factors to it. They need to be a better fundamental smart baseball team. Mm-hmm. They are bad in too many different ways. They're bad base runners. We had the rundown issue. They don't seem to know situational baseball at all. So that is a reflection on him. I also think, to an extent, it's a reflection on the players that are on the roster. You need to, when they start talking about, and I know we're not there emotionally yet, but when they start talking about ways to remake this roster, you need more limited guys that are like that. You know, you look at the Dodgers, and Teoscar Hernandez is like that. He's a bad fielder, you know, and he's, you know, maybe not the most fundamentally sound baseball player, but the rest of those guys, I think, are. And we have to approach it from a, not we're the big stars, we can do whatever we want. We have to approach it from a, this is a team built on pitching. It's built on starting pitching. And you can't have bad fielders behind you, and you can't be giving up a run here and a run there when you're going to want to win 3-2 games, because one run will kill you, like we saw in two separate games. So I don't think they should fire Rob Thompson, but I think when they think about constructing this roster for next year, we need more players who play baseball, I hate to say it, the right way.
Yeah.
You know,
the more Baders.
Well, look at the he struck out in Bader's pinch hit. Mm-hmm. Appearance last night. And I know we all thought he was going to be the hero there. I thought he was going to be the hero. But look at that at bat. He, first of all, he got it to 3-2. He fouled off five straight pitches waiting for his pitch. And then you compare that at bat to the at bats that Marsh had, the at bats that Schwarber had, the at bats that even Bryce had, the at bats that Trey had. Mm-hmm. You know, we need more guys who go in there and think that way and think the game that way. And I think that is it's a Rob Thompson thing, but I also think it's the players that you have on the team.
So I guess every player is a little different, but I would ask you, Fritzy, from a talent standpoint, How much more difficult is it for a guy with more talent as a hitter to be that fundamentally sound versus somebody who has to rely on that to be a Major League Baseball player? Some guys need to rely on all the fundamentals of the game to be a good player because they're not physically as talented as others. And then you have the natural athletes, the guys that are just more physically gifted that don't have to be as fundamentally sound. So I'm wondering, I know Marsh doesn't fall in that category, but when you're talking about Bryce and Trey and guys like that, I wonder how hard is that to switch over to someone that approaches an at-bat like a Bader?
Yeah, it's almost just like you have to, for me, it's almost like you have to find players that can do what Bader does rather than try to change players.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you can just change guys. I think you almost...
Especially at this stage of their career.
And with Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, it's almost like you're going to let them kind of do what they want. It's just like, if you can find... The biggest thing the Phillies have to find is players that can do, that aren't one-dimensional. Yeah. Like, I think there are a lot of... Cassianos is a one-dimensional guy. Bohm is close to a one-dimensional guy, even though his defense is more improved, but he's close to one-dimensional. I mean, you could say, I still think Stott can be both. I know I think we just believe in Stott as a city.
I don't know why.
Well, but
I mean, I like Stott, but I think he is what he is.
But let's look at the guys.
He's
that
never going to be Chase Utley.
No.
Well, no, that's the GOAT right there. He's probably rooting for the Phillies last night. What do you think?
But he is that kind of player. He's not a one-dimensional player, I don't think, Stott. When you look at the bench, right? We have Sosa is a. Is a complete baseball player, but Weston Wilson is a one-dimensional mm-hmm. player. Otto Kemp is a one-dimensional player. You know, those guys, you're nervous wherever they are in the field.
Yeah.
And it's not just fielding. It's just the way that you approach the game. And I think when you have young players around veteran players that don't approach the game the right way, it must. And, you know, I think it's all of them. And when we're talking about one-dimensional players, this is why you have to think hard about the Kyle Schwarber thing. Because what you are committing to from a salary standpoint in a team that is already extended pretty far from a salary standpoint mm-hmm. is a DH who hits home runs, who may not thrive against great pitching. Mm-hmm. So when you think about spending money, do you want to pay a guy, and I'm not against bringing Kyle Schwarber back, but do you want to pay a guy $30 million for 4 years to be a DH, or do you want to get two players who are complete baseball players that can help your roster? Because we were saying yesterday, it's not about the top that we saw in the difference about the Dodgers, not even about the bottom, it's about the middle. It's about they have more Bader type, that level of player all throughout the lineup than we do. You know, whether it's Will Smith or Paez or Kiki Hernandez or all of those guys, you know, so it's a roster thing. And I think but I think Rob Thompson, too, needs to make it important. I think he and the leaders on the team,
the little things.
Maybe to make it
like
important.
I'm not in the blank check mode for Schwarber.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in the give him whatever he wants. I love Kyle Schwarber. I really do. I think he is. You saw the impact in game 3, but it is a DH. Like it's something you can find out there, and they got to get deeper with better players. Now it's hard to replace him because it's 56 home runs, mm-hmm. which probably settles at what, 45 next year?
No, even if it was 40.
Yeah.
40 to 45.
Well, when you look at his entire career, it's probably 40-ish.
It's 40.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I say to that, and I'm not somebody you have to bring Schwarber back. To me, it's the production that I'm focused on. If he's the only power source on the team, you want to get rid of Casty. Everybody seems to think Bryce is declining, so you're not getting much power out of him. Like, where's your power source coming from if you don't have a home run hitter on the team? Like, who's generating the three-run shots and all of that? Who's doing all of that for you?
Well, I also think that can be done by I think if you replaced three players on the team mm-hmm. with a player that is 20% better at hitting home runs and replace Schwarber with a guy who hits 30,
okay.
you know,
how do you replace 20% better than Castellanos That's 20-something home runs, right?
Right. But even at third base, we had 11 home runs out of third base.
Sure.
You know,
but that's the easy one to replace.
Yes.
From a home run standpoint.
Yeah. Left field. We didn't get any power out of left. Really, when you look at... Now, when you combine Kepler and Castellanos, Kepler hit, what, 15 home runs. Castellanos still hit 20, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. But, you know, maybe you're losing. Maybe you have 10 fewer home runs. You know, but we're already saying that Schwarber isn't going to hit 56 again, too. So can you get... Can you, in building the roster. Again, I'm not against having Schwarber on the roster.
That's fine. Yes. I'm just saying, but you're still replacing.
Yes.
You're replacing production yes. that's there.
Can we find
production,
a way?
By the way, production on a team that won 96 games.
Yeah, 100%.
So when we think about this team was one game away from winning the most games in baseball.
Yep.
Think about that. And we're talking about replacing three or four guys in the lineup with somehow better production.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's much harder to do than bringing guys back.
I agree.
Than keeping talent that you have.
But I also think, can you save runs by putting a guy in right field who can field the position? Can you save runs by putting a guy at third base who is a plus fielder rather than a neutral fielder?
Well, how much better at third base are you going to get defensively?
Well, I don't know. We'll
a gold
look at
glove
who's there.
Over there?
I don't know. We'll have to look at who's there. Right field.
Well, that matters, though. I'm saying
well,
that.
I know.
If you
I know.
Replace the guy, like you got to replace. And the cost. So you're bang for your buck.
Yes.
You're getting. Mm-hmm. Boehm only costs you $9 million.
I know.
It don't cost you $30 million.
I know.
So you're bang for your buck.
I know.
Are you getting that as well?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. When you're a GM, that's a lot to have to replace.
I agree.
On a team that's one win away from having the most wins in baseball.
I agree.
You're tinkering with a roster.
What the
you had better be good. You better be right when you go to replace these guys.
I agree. But you would also, and they're also in the position with these guys where it's not just Bryce who you think about being in decline.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarber, who knows? You know, he should age well, but he's the same age as Bryce is. And he's a bigger body, which doesn't always age the same way. You know, Trey is 33. You know,
finding a 27, 28-year-old that plays it there, like Trey's an MVP candidate.
Yes.
So my only thing is that I don't want to step back, is what I'm saying. Unless you're giving me a bunch of players that I'm going to have locked up for the next 5 years that I know is going to give me that production that's going to shorten this rebuild / retool stage to get me back to the postseason, I just don't know how you when you're trying to make over a team that has been in a regular season as successful as they are, it's – You see what I'm saying? Like that's hard to do. Like that's like taking a 15-2 football team and saying because they didn't win the Super Bowl, we need to change up everything. Like we need to change up everything. Like okay, the team you put together is going to be better.
Well, and how about the Minnesota Vikings change quarterbacks on a 14-3 football team?
Yeah,
now might work out, might not work out. I don't know.
They're not going to be better than 14-3.
No,
that's the damn sure.
No, but maybe who knows? And look, it turns out Sam Darnold's actually going to be good, and maybe that was a mistake. Maybe it ends up being a mistake letting Schwarber walk. Maybe at the end of all of this, Schwarber gets 3 years, $90 million, and we're not. You know, and we're not talking about it. I don't know. I don't know how much the playoffs hurt his market. And I've said from the beginning, I think there was a moment where I think we were all overshooting the Schwarber market. That it maybe got a little crazy during his heat. And maybe it's just not as big as we think it is. I mean, Pete Alonso, I'm not saying to sign Pete Alonso, but Pete Alonso wanted three years, 90, but couldn't get it anywhere. Mm-hmm. And Pete Alonso also plays first base and is a more consistent or as consistent from a production standpoint as Schwarber is.
If they replace Kyle Schwarber with Pete Alonso.
No. It's wrong kind of guy. Wrong kind of guy.
You want to talk about
making it be the right kind of guy, right?
Well, he's the clubhouse. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, then we got that part.
Yeah.
He's not a bad guy. He's just the...
In a perfect world, sign both of them.
Yeah.
But he can't.
Well, where are you going to...
I know.
Yeah, where are you going to put him?
It's almost like I want Schwarber and another guy. Like, that's almost where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Your pitching is set?
Pitching set. Bullpen's actually in a really good spot. You need to sign one righty because you probably have to, like, Kirkering, who knows what he looks like next year after what happened last night.
Do you think they pick up Alvarado? Alvarado's option is $9 million. Do you think they pick that up?
Might as well.
$9 million also feels high. So
yeah.
I think he can come back. I don't know if they pick it up.
Okay.
But I think there's a very realistic chance he's back.
I would bring him back.
But yeah. At least you have Duran at the back of the bullpen, which you feel good about. You have Strom's it there at $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who else? You said Kirkring. Who else am I thinking? Who else is? It was for sure there. No one's
Banks.
Banks.
Banks will be back. Yep. It's really just you got to get one guy to consistent righty to get the ball to Duran.
Yep.
Like that's an imperative because we have no idea what Kirkring's going to look like anymore.
Well,
that could have been a career ender.
It could. I mean, it could be one of those things where it's moments like that that create yips. I mean, Nick Anderson, not to bring a basketball thing into it. Yeah. Nick Anderson missed a few free throws, could never shoot free throws again for the rest of his career, was shooting 50, was an excellent shooter, and it ruined him. You know, I hope it doesn't ruin Kirkring. We'll play it later. I was crushed watching him talk after the game. Mm-hmm. I also thought he went there and he took it. He answered the questions straightforward. I hope he can get through it. He looked like he was being supported by his manager and by his teammates. But we're all playing that play in our heads over and over again. Man. How many times do you think he's going to play in his head?
Oh,
you know, I mean, he'll never stop.
His life, yeah.
He'll never stop playing in his head, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, you'll never get rid of that one.
No?
No, you'll never. To have the season end that way, how could you? You'll never forget about that one.
Well, because
it's not a game in the regular season. That's the season ending.
Dude, he's gonna be looking at the ball.
Yeah, that's the ending of the season. Yeah, you'll never get that out.
He's gonna be looking at the ball flying over JT's head for
over and over. And just say,
Why didn't I throw the ball to first base? I get
Why didn't I just?
He's asked himself that 1,000 times already.
Well, and the still image of JT pointing to first.
Yeah,
and him
that you
looking.
Made sure we all saw.
Yeah. Oh. I drag everyone down with me.
That's the tattoo, Jack.
What?
Pa has halfway to first.
Yeah.
JT pointing to first.
And Ryan saying, nope.
Yeah.
Coming right to you,
right
big fella.
Right to you, JT.
Right to you, big fella.
Just throw it to first base.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Just throw it to first base.
Do we have Costos?
Yeah. Well, let me talk to him.
Oh, you didn't even talk to him yet?
Nah. We're all going through it today.
Okay.
He's gonna come in so happy because little Giants won. He's gonna.
Well, he still hates Dable. I don't know how happy. I'm sure he'll be happy.
He'll be happy about Dart.
I'm sure. Yeah. They have to be.
He's there. He's very happy. All celebratory. Right. Yeah.
Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, disgusting Giants fan, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Of course, you can listen to You Better You Bet weekdays and bet You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Hey, Kostos.
What's up, guys?
I don't know.
How you guys doing today?
It's great to be on. Yeah.
Great sports day in New York.
Yeah, we're not doing great.
I'm sure it is.
We're not doing great.
Say this, man, because I've been coming on the show, Spike, since before that you were on it.
Yeah.
And I have been, I take my lumps every single time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yes.
Like a man.
Yes.
I'll just say this.
Yep.
I had forgotten how good it feels to kick the Eagles' ass, which is what happened last night. And it was amazing.
You
must have loved it.
Wow.
Oh, I did. Now, like, I'm not a Phillies hater, so, like, I can't say I took relish in what happened with the Phillies last night, but I did enjoy the Eagles losing to my New York football Giants tremendously after the Eagles have kicked our ass for years. It was nice to get a little bit of comeuppance last night.
Well, and you got Scataboo and Dart headbutting each other, and I do have to ask you, if there's one thing you're embarrassed about last night, it has to be Brian Daboll trying to get Dart out of the blue tent when he's in concussion protocol during a football game. That's the most desperate move I've ever seen by a coach in my 49 years.
It was like a scene out of a Judd Apatow comedy. It was like, like that was like a clown car in the medical tent. It was like the doctor, the independent neurologist, Dart, Scataboo. I think Odell Beckham might have been in there.
Yeah.
The guy that just gave him the 6-game suspension. And I'm pretty sure Jason Kelsey's in there because he's everywhere.
Right.
And Jason Kelsey was probably there also. And maybe a member of the Eagles. But look, that was it desperate? Yes. Would you want your job riding on Russell Wilson?
Well, that one throw, I mean, it looked like Russell Wilson didn't want his job riding on Russell Wilson.
But like, and you guys are watching the game. It was like, but like, you know, Dart goes into the tent. And it would be one thing if Jameis trotted out there. Because like the crowd would have roared if Jameis.
Right, they would have cheered.
But Russ goes out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the energy vacuum. Like he's the living, breathing. Like he's like, I'm going to make a really nerdy reference, right? It's like a Dementor in Harry Potter. He sucks the happiness out of everything. Like that, and immediately incomplete pass on a wrong route. It's just like, get this guy out of there. Get Dart back in the game. Look, the Eagles are still better than the Giants, and I know that, and I don't want to get too crazy because they play in a couple of weeks in Philadelphia. Probably will have a different result in that game. But for one night, I'll allow myself to be living large and fat today. I absolutely love it.
Wow.
Well, congratulations,
I guess.
I'll let you have your moment.
Thank you.
We're more upset at the Eagles than we are about the Giants. We're just upset at the Eagles, period.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Spike, you're a big Metallica fan, right?
I am.
Me
is
too.
Is your favorite song Orion's Belt?
It is not. It is not. Enough.
Wow.
Enough. Leave the Orion thing alone, the poor guy. Yeah.
I do feel terrible for
him. Yeah. Because Costa's a Yankee fan, not a Met fan, thank God. So there's not we don't have that natural rivalry.
Oh, and when the Phillies play the Mets, unless I bet on the Mets, I root for the Phillies.
Okay.
I have no ill will towards the also we beat you in the World Series in 2009.
Okay.
It happened.
It did.
I'm not making that up. It happened.
So we can't ask you your Eagles pick because that game is over. What are your two best games this weekend?
All right, so let's go to Sunday Night Football, guys. And it looks like Xavier Worthy is going to play for the Chiefs. That was the report today. He missed practice yesterday. He matters a lot, obviously, for Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense. And it's not just that Kansas City's offense is big time back on track, and that does matter quite a bit. But it's the really injury-ravaged state of this Lions secondary. Down its top two corners in this game, Terry and Arnold, and DJ Reed, who's on injured reserve. I think the Chiefs kind of name their score in this game. Lean towards the over also, but love Kansas City. Give me the Chiefs to win the game. If you want to lay the 2.5, that's okay also. But Kansas City to win the game on Sunday night against the Lions. And if I give you one more, let's go to, because I like a couple things this weekend. How about, can we go to Monday night or no?
Sure.
I like the Bears +4.5 against the Washington Commanders on Monday night. I think that you will get a Bears offense coming out of the bye week with Ben Johnson, an offense that will lean on the younger players like Luther Burden and Colston Loveland and Kyle Manungai a little bit more. And I think that's a really good thing. And I do think that the Commanders should be able to win the game, but Terry McLaurin's not going to play in the game. So I think the Bears will keep it close on Monday night. So Sunday night, I like the Chiefs laying it, and I will take the points with the Bears on Monday night.
Let me ask you a betting specific question at about 4.5, because it was always a Bill Simmons thing that he would always stay away from anything between like 4 and 5.5. He would call it the Vegas zone. Oh, so that is not something that you buy into.
I like Bill Simmons, and like I consume his content, and I was reading Bill like 20 years ago. Yep. It's like I like his NBA stuff. His top. I like Bill Simmons, like respectfully with this stuff. Like he does not know what he's talking about.
Okay, fair enough.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I think he's a legend.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like the Vegas. Like, what does that mean? Like you shouldn't bet things 4.5 or 5. Like, well, I don't even understand what it means.
But he just always said it, so I always thought it. You know, I was listening to him the same time you were 20 years ago.
So the thought is because to be fair, Spike, like that is what we call like the dead zone, right?
Yep.
So it's like in between 3.5 and 5.5.
Right.
Where it's kind of like the book saying like, hey, like we know the team that's favored is better than a field goal, but maybe not quite 6 points good. So yeah, like those games become a little bit hard to predict. It doesn't mean you shouldn't bet them though, is what I would say.
And is there a prop or two you really love?
Yeah, let's go to the Seahawks-Jaguars game on Sunday afternoon in Duval, where Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I think we need to start thinking about JSN guys in the same way we think about like the Jamar Chases.
Dude, he's a buck 20 every game. It's unbelievable.
I was going to make an AJ Brown joke. But
all right. Leave it alone. He had 80 last night.
So JSN's receiving yards prop is 76.5 right now at BetMGM. Yeah, and like, look, he can go under. I don't say this to be like it is guaranteed that he will go over. Like things happen, he could get hurt. You know, anything can happen in the game. I think we've just reached a point, though. And look, like sometimes you'll see like Jamar Chase, right? His receiving yards prop will be in the low 70s. But that's when like Jake Browning's the quarterback. Or for Justin Jefferson, if it's J.J. McCarthy, it'll be in the 70s. Like this is Sam Darnold playing out of his mind right now, and it's 76.5. And the Jaguars defense is tough, but it ain't that tough. I think the first digit has to be at minimum an 8 for JSN. So let's go over Jaxon Smith-Njigba receiving yards, guys, on Sunday.
All right, Nick. Well, congratulations on your Giants. I hope it is short-lived. Yeah, well, most likely.
It will be. Yeah. It will be, is my guess.
Dable's trying to get Jaxon Dart killed, trying to save his job out there. I mean...
I texted that to you, man. Like, and Ike, like, I'm what? Like, it's... He comes out, okay, like he's not concussed, but he had to go into the blue medical tent to get checked for a concussion. And immediately, here's two design quarterback runs like he's brain dead. And I'm not talking about the guy with the brain injury. I'm talking about the coach calling the plays. What the hell is he thinking? Like, and that's the one thing, and I've said this on a bunch of radio interviews today. Like, it's one thing for Dart to play with reckless abandon. Like, you can kind of excuse it. The coach is, like, leaning into it. Dart is not making it through the season if this is what it's going to be. And I say take no pleasure in saying that, but how is he going to stay healthy if this is what it is?
Yeah, he's a good runner, but he's not physically built to get hit by NFL players as much as he's getting hit.
It's not like and Cam Newton.
No, it's not like he doesn't that. Slide. He doesn't, you know, he's a fun player to watch. He's a Giant. I'm not happy about it. He is, I could imagine liking watching him play, but it would make me nervous, him running around the way that he does.
For sure.
All right. Kostos, well, thank you, and we will talk to you again next week.
Looking forward. Do you have like? Can I give you like 15 seconds on the Eagles quickly, or you got to go?
Yeah, 15 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, 15 seconds. So, like, I know things have been bad. I'm curious what it's going to be like. They need Landon Dickerson back. Obviously, got to get Nolan Smith back. Like, I don't feel like anyone's talking about that. Mm-hmm. And I do feel that when Jacorian Bennett's back off IR, the guy they traded for from the Raiders, I think he will supplant Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo and be better than them as the number two corner. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
I disagree.
Analysis.
Yeah.
Giants fan.
Get out of here. Loser. Host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Elliot's here next. You happy about that, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? Okay.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be too annoying on the Phillies.
Nah, I talked to him last night. He was reasonable.
Yeah,
about
listen,
the Phillies.
It just when one season ends like that, it's hard not to feel it. You know, sometimes you got to put your little bits aside.
Yeah, I don't think he.
No,
felt
I
that.
Know.
I
yeah,
he felt that last
yeah,
night.
He didn't feel it.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So Elliot will join us next. We are continuing. We have a lot today. The Philly season ends. The Eagle season heads in the wrong
Falling
direction.
Apart.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Elliot will join us next. We'll also discuss when there's a day. There's an AJ tweet. There's an AJ tweet. We'll talk about that next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.